His hands were extraordinarily broad, with very short fingers. He kneaded the clay furiously, rolling it into balls or pellets, using both the palm and fingernails, tapping away at the clay, making it leap under his fingers, sometimes brutally, sometimes caressingly, wringing out a leg or an arm in a single gesture, or lightly brushing the flesh of a lip. It was a delight to see him at work. His mesmeric passes brought the clay to life.
These are the words of the author and friend of Rodin, Paul Gsell, watching a modeling session and describing the master's method. This is how the small, playful figures that Rodin made in great numbers in the last 10 years of his life came into being. Several examples can be seen in this gallery. With this female nude emerging from a vessel, he took his assemblage method even further, joining an object from his vast collection of antiquities with a small female figure. Rodin began quite early to collect sculptures and ancient objects from Egypt, Greece, and Rome. At the Villa des Brillants, his house in Meudon, on the outskirts of Paris, he accumulated and displayed his vast collection. Made up for the most part of fragments, the collection was a constant source of inspiration. In the assemblages seen here, however, the collection becomes the very material of creation. This is a fine example of combinatorial art, the system of transforming through assemblage that was the basis of Rodin's modernity. The small figures that Rodin placed in vases and cups recall the analogy that he described to Paul Gsell. At one moment, a woman's body resembles a flower. The bending of the torso imitates the stem, while the smile of the breasts and gleaming hair correspond to the blooming of the corolla. At another moment, it recalls a supple liana, a shrub with a fine and daring camber. Doesn't a woman in a vase now seem a little less absurd?